This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is now facing 37 counts in which, if convicted, could result in him spending the rest of his life in prison. We get more from VOA Steve Herman.
A 49-page federal criminal indictment unsealed Friday charges former President Donald Trump with serious crimes. Trump faces, among other charges, 31 counts of violating the Espionage Act for keeping classified documents, including those related to nuclear weapons and military attack plans. The indictment, which includes photographs, says Donald Trump stored highly secret documents, which he took from the White House to his Florida resort when he left office, and stored them in such places as a bathroom and a shower, his bedroom, and the gilded ballroom of...
That's VOA Steve Herman reporting. And according to the news conference by Special Counsel Jack Smith, whose office is prosecuting the case, he said the men and the women of the U.S. intelligence community and armed forces dedicate their lives to protecting the nation and its people.
Our laws that protect national defense information are critical to the safety and security of the United States, and they must be enforced. Violations of those laws put our country at risk.
The indictment alleges Trump on two occasions showed classified documents to people who didn't have security clearances. Russian President Vladimir Putin says that Ukrainian troops have started their long-expected counteroffensive. His comments Friday that Kyiv's forces suffered significant losses came just hours after a string of drone attacks inside Russian territory. Such strikes have been exposing vulnerabilities in Russia's air defenses. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The White House has announced that Iran is providing Russia with materials to build a drone manufacturing plant east of Moscow as the Kremlin looks to lock in a steady supply of weaponry for its ongoing invasion of Ukraine, according to a U.S. intelligence finding. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said U.S. intelligence officials believe a plant in Russia's Alabuga Special Economic Zone could be operational early next year. A thick haze is covering cities in the northeastern United States, smoke from the wildfires in Canada. VOA's Carolyn Presutti explains what's different and describes a strange look of the New York skyline.
By the week's end, New York City's air ranked as the worst in the world. Records were also set in other major metro areas, including Washington. Smoke from the wildfires, more than 400 of them, is causing a concentration of dangerous particles in the air, something Americans are not used to, at least not on the East Coast.
I've lived in New York now 35 years, and I've never known anything like this.
The United States is sending firefighters to assist Canada, and the air is expected to improve over the weekend. But for now...
Well, it looks like apocalyptic.
Carolyn Presutti, VOA News, Washington.
The key suspect in the disappearance of the Natalie Holloway in Aruba in 2005 has pleaded not guilty to extortion charges in a courtroom in Alabama. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with more.
With Natalie Holloway's family watching, Yaron Vandersloot was led into a Birmingham courtroom wearing jeans, a T-shirt, and shackles. Family spokesman George Seymour.
It's just surreal, to have 18 years to the day, almost.
Vandersloot pleaded not guilty to charges. He tried to extort money from the missing teen's mother in exchange for revealing the location of Natalie's remains. She was last seen in 2005, leaving a bar with Vandersloot on a class trip to the island of Aruba. He was extradited to Alabama from Peru, where he's serving a 28-year sentence for killing a woman there in 2010.
Former UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson shocked Britain on Friday by quitting as a lawmaker after being told that he will be sanctioned for misleading Parliament. He departed with a ferocious tirade at his political opponents and at his successor Rishi Sunak could blast open tensions within the governing Conservative Party. Johnson resigned after receiving the results of an investigation by lawmakers into misleading statements he made to Parliament about Partygate, a series of rule-breaking government parties during